Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Days to Faster Reading Jump. Start Your Reading Skills with Speed Reading by the Princeton Language Institute and Abby Marksbeil is a practical self-improvement guide focused on increasing reading speed while protecting, and often improving, comprehension, rather than presenting speed reading as a talent reserved for a few. The book frames it as a learnable set of behaviors and choices that can be practiced in a short, structured program. The core promise is not simply to move your eyes faster, but to read more efficiently by diagnosing current habits, removing common slowdowns, and adopting techniques that help readers decide what deserves deep attention and what can be handled with quicker strategies. The book is organized as an incremental training plan, introducing tools step by step with exercises designed for active practice. It is especially aimed at people who feel overwhelmed by heavy reading loads, such as students, professionals, and lifelong learners who want a realistic, technique-driven approach instead of motivational advice alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, baseline measurement and a personalized starting point. A defining feature of the book's approach is that it begins with diagnosis rather than assumptions. Readers are guided to measure their current reading speed and comprehension using timed practice, creating a baseline that makes improvement trackable. This matters because many people misjudge their reading ability. Some feel slow but are average, while others assume they are fast yet do not retain much. Establishing a starting point also helps separate two different problems: moving through text efficiently and building accurate understanding. The program emphasizes that effective speed reading is not a single number, but a balance that depends on purpose and material. Technical documents, dense textbooks, and leisure reading may warrant different pacing and different strategies. By treating reading as a skill set with multiple components, the book encourages readers to identify what is actually holding them back, whether it is lack of focus, inefficient eye movement, or a habit of reading everything with the same intensity. This diagnostic mindset supports the book's broader message. Progress comes from targeted practice and feedback, not from forcing speed at all costs. Secondly, breaking habits that quietly slow reading. Much of the book's early training focuses on unlearning behaviors that most readers developed in school and carried into adult life. Two of the most common are regression and subvocalization. Regression is the tendency to backtrack and reread, often out of anxiety about missing something, even when comprehension would be fine without it. Subvocalization is silently pronouncing words in the mind, which can cap speed at something close to speaking rate. The book does not claim that all inner speech must disappear, but it encourages reducing it when the goal is faster intake. Another barrier is the belief that good reading means treating every line as equally important. The program challenges that myth and reframes efficient reading as purposeful selection. Importantly, the book acknowledges that change can feel uncomfortable at first. When readers adopt new techniques, performance may temporarily dip because attention is split between the method and the meaning. The program treats this as normal unlearning to relearn, and it uses short, structured sessions to help new patterns become automatic. So, speed gains are paired with stable comprehension. Thirdly, using a hand or pen as a pacer to control eye movement and focus. A practical technique repeatedly emphasized in the book is pacing the eyes with a finger or pen. And many adults were taught not to use their hands while reading, but the program argues that a physical guide can improve rhythm, reduce wandering attention, and limit unconscious backtracking. The pacer functions like a metronome for the eyes. It encourages steady forward movement and provides a simple external cue that keeps the reader engaged. This is especially useful for readers who lose concentration, reread lines without realizing it, or slow down at every difficult sentence even when the overall point is still clear. The pacer technique is also adaptable. A reader can slow the pacer for complex material, speed it up for familiar or lighter text, and use it to train different kinds of eye movements, such as smoother sweeps across a line. Because it is easy to test, readers can quickly see whether the method improves their experience. The book's larger point is that speed improvement often comes from small behavioral adjustments that make attention more consistent, rather than from trying to absorb more words through willpower alone. Fourthly, previewing, skimming, and scanning as strategic reading tools, the book treats fast reading as a toolkit that includes multiple modes, not a single high-speed setting. Previewing helps readers build a quick mental map before they commit to careful reading. By checking titles, headings, introductions, summaries, and visual elements, the reader can predict structure and decide where to concentrate effort. Skimming then becomes a purposeful pass through a text to capture main ideas, while scanning targets specific information such as names, dates, definitions, or key terms. These approaches are positioned as legitimate skills rather than shortcuts or cheating. They help readers match time investment to value, which is essential when workloads are large and time is limited. This strategy also supports comprehension when the brain has an outline of what is coming, It can connect details more easily and avoid getting lost in isolated sentences. In practical terms, previewing and selective reading can prevent the common trap of reading everything slowly and still feeling behind. The program encourages readers to make conscious choices about depth, so they can read more material, identify what matters, and reserve deep attention for the sections that truly require it. Lastly, a structured 10-session practice plan that builds confidence and consistency. The book's promise of 10 days is best understood as a structured progression of sessions rather than a guarantee of instant mastery. Each stage introduces a technique and asks the reader to practice it, reinforcing the idea that speed reading is learned through doing. This structure can be motivating for busy readers because it breaks an intimidating goal into manageable blocks with clear tasks. The program also supports personalization. Readers are encouraged to keep what works, adapt methods to different materials, and focus on the obstacles most relevant to them. The emphasis on practice addresses a common mismatch in speed reading culture, where people expect a trick that produces permanent gains without effort. Here, improvement is framed as the result of repeated exposure, measurement, and adjustment. The plan also normalizes early frustration and encourages persistence through the awkward phase of building new habits. Over time, techniques like pacing, reduced regression, and strategic previewing can become automatic, freeing attention for comprehension instead of method. The overall outcome the book aims for is not just higher words per minute, but more control, the ability to choose a reading approach based on purpose and to maintain focus without falling back into old, inefficient routines. In conclusion, 10 Days to Faster Reading is best suited for readers who feel pressured by volume, students facing textbook loads, professionals managing reports and emails, and self-directed learners trying to keep up with non-stop information. It can also help competent readers who are simply curious about why they stall, reread, or lose focus. The main practical benefit is a shift from passive reading to deliberate reading. By measuring a baseline, practicing techniques such as pacing and selective reading, and reducing common slowdowns like regression and excessive subvocalization, readers gain a clearer sense of control over both speed and comprehension. Another benefit is confidence. When readers see that improvement follows specific behaviors and practice, reading feels less like a fixed ability and more like a trainable skill. Compared with many speed reading books that lean on big promises or abstract theory, this one stands out for its structured, exercise-driven program and its focus on efficiency without glorifying speed alone. It argues for flexible reading modes, encouraging deep reading when needed and faster approaches when appropriate. For people willing to practice, the book offers a realistic pathway to reading more, retaining more of what matters, and wasting less time on unhelpful habits. If you would like to support the Princeton Language Institute, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.